Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your Yarn Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbarrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go around the country thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to allow traditional owners across this beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your saying yarn up strong. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. Don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Let's keep our yarn strong, you mob, all topics. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Causing me suspicion, but there's no proof. In the paper today, tales of war and of waste, but you turn right over to the TV page. Nayali Jaya, come on, better go, yala be.
Mark Harbrow, you're tuning in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev on the mic.
1-800-422-416.
416.
Daily Mob, welcome back to your live at the broadcast. Here we are in the studios at Bummer Bipper Media for National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Call that number, yarn up with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. BBM Bummer Bipper Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Looking at National Indigenous Times from Indigenous Engagement Officer, advisor to successful First Nation model. We're talking about Leisha Catton. After walking the runway at this year's 2025 Australian Fashion Week, as a proud First Nation model, Leisha Catton spoke within all things career, community and culture. I'm a Kalkaroon woman from Mount Isa region of Queensland, though I was born and raised in Western Australia on my mother's side. I also have Sri Lankan heritage, which I'm really proud of, Catton told Style Up. Having recently signed with First Nation creative agency, Blacklist, the young model shared that her choice to join the team at Blacklist was not only for the opportunities but also the agency's support of founder Tegan Cowlishaw and her push for great representation. My journey into modelling kind of first started happening after coming across Blacklist agency. I saw that it was an Indigenous-run agency and that it really stood out to me. It wasn't just about fashion, it was about culture, community and representation, she said. When I was later selected for the Next Gen program, it all started to feel real. That opportunity gave me the confidence and platform to step into the industry, and I've been learning and growing ever since. Catton said it was, though, social media that she initially became aware of the agency and its mission to create more opportunities for First Nation creatives. I actually followed Blacklist on social media and saw that they were scouting for their 2025 Next Gen program. Since joining, the experience has been amazing. It's so empowering to be surrounded by other Black creators and to be part of a community that truly understands the importance of representation, she said. I've learned a lot already and feel proud to be part of something that's pushing boundaries in the industry. One notable achievement for Catherine is this year was her participation at Sydney's Australia's Fashion Week, walking the runway as one of the Blacklist creative to be selected. Catherine was thrilled to represent Mob at the high fashion event. So fantastic. Congratulations there, Lisa Catton, representing your Mob and on the catwalk to Delhi. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yana Song, 1-800-422-416. We're going to catch up a yarn now with brother man George Fenimore, Makas Erebala man and advanced care and paramedic for Queensland Ambulance Service for over 30 years. So groundbreaking, the NITV documentary series, Our Medicine, takes viewers from the front line of Australia's strained medical service and shines a light on First Nation professionals and communities taking back control of Indigenous health. With that, we've got Georgie Fenimore online. Georgie Bala, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well, brother. Good to hear your voice. And before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
So my name's George Fenimore. I'm a proud Torres Strait Islander man from Darnley Island, Arup, Western Island Group. My lineage is to the Sisseram tribe from Darnley Island, one of the four tribes.
Yes. And big shout out to your tribal mob, my brother. And yes, we are connected, bloodline brother, Erebalan. Good to be yarn with you. So, look, paramedics for over 30 years, George.
Yeah, mate, 35 years.
And enjoying that journey?
Yeah, still enjoying it, still loving it.
Fantastic. Now, groundbreaking NITV documentary. So, did you have some yarns there with NITV?
Yeah, I did some filming with NITV with this series that's today, actually, tonight at 7:30 on NITV, SBS, at Cairns.
Yes.
I was with a new IPP paramedic, Andrew, from Yarrabah.
Yes. Okay, beautiful. Good.
Work for a few shifts down at Edmonton.
Fantastic. Fantastic, brother. I'm finding a lot of that mob are joining the paramedic industry, brother.
Yeah. It's there's a lot of pathways now from school-based stuff. And obviously these IPP cadets, there's a drive on at the moment to fill 30 in the state.
Yeah.
I think in our area they're looking at two at Innisfail, one at Gordon Vale, and maybe Mossman and
Ravensaw. Fantastic. Look, it's a beautiful career pathway, brother, you know. Open up a lot of doors. Of course, you must come across some horrific things, but the thought of saving lives as well is probably way up there, my brother.
Yeah, there's a lot of jobs that we have support now, whereas before in the day they didn't have support to peer support or psychologists. And obviously mental health and well-being is a big focus nowadays.
Yes.
In keeping everyone safe, but also looking at how we can help, you know, our First Nation people with health, closing the gap.
Yeah.
And in this organisation and service.
Beautiful.
What we do.
Yeah.
And how we do it. Yeah.
Brother, so we're talking men and women as well joining the force. And tell us the process regarding, do you have to have like a nursing background, or how does it work in regarding degree, brother?
No, mate, no, you don't have to
okay.
Have a nursing background. You can either do it mainstream and go through university yourself. And I think it's over 3 years and it's a bachelor's. It's a qualification, through APRA, and then you hopefully get a job with the ambulance somewhere.
Yeah.
With the IPP program, it can take up to 8 years. It's at your own pace.
Yes.
There's blocks, obviously, you go through, and with pay increases as incentives, and the experience that you learn, you can do like 6 weeks in Brizzy, learning all the basic stuff. Then you go back, work on a truck, but you're not by yourself. You're actually mentored with senior paramedics as a third officer, so you get to observe everything for 12 weeks. And then when you're comfortable, you move on to the next part. And there's obviously four different stages you go through. You tick off over a year or 2 years. And, at the end of it, you do a panel and stuff. And
good.
Then you're qualified. And, you're empowering our people and helping our communities.
Yes.
Is the main thing. I think we have 64 IPP cadets, and they're in over 33 or 34 communities.
Beautiful.
In the state.
Beautiful. And once you qualify, can you state where you want to work, or you have to go per the roster, or how it works?
You usually get attached to a station.
Okay.
Depending on that station workload and where you are, whether you're remote or metro.
Yep.
The shifts vary. Obviously, a remote, you could do 8 days straight with six off.
Yep.
Working 12-hour roster, then on call. In the metro, you're working 12-hour shifts, which could be days, afternoons, and nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's a very different rostering and that, depending where you are. But once you qualify, you can move around anywhere in the state.
Beautiful.
To other stations, and you're recognised worldwide as well. So you can even go and do a stint over in England if you want. But
fantastic. You took off for a year, but you stay here. Must. All right, cheers, brother. And regarding the 12-hour shift, so they're long days. And so we're talking, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We need paramedics out there. So like a rotating roster as such, brother? And you reckon 8 days on and then 6 days off, is it?
So it's a rolling progressive roster. So,
okay.
There are some sacrifices, obviously. You will miss out on family things and birthdays and Christmases and stuff because you won't be rostered on.
Yeah, gotcha.
You work through weather events, being disasters or whatever.
Cause, yes.
You know, we have cyclones and stuff. And also, if you start on a Monday, when you come back the next week after your day's off, you'll start on a Tuesday and so on. It just rolls like that.
And paramedics, when we're talking about state and other territories and what have you, is it easy to transfer to another state or territory and stay within the job and stay at the same level?
Yeah, well, other states have different requirements, but if you're with APRA, which is a medical governing body that covers all the paramedics, you can move everywhere. You just might have to learn different things for their state, like protocols and drug protocols and stuff like that.
Mm. And let's talk buck era. How are the bucks, brother? Good money, good pay?
It pays the bills, yes. For the young Indigenous people out there, it's definitely, like I say, a career path.
Good.
It's for the future. And,
good.
And, you know, you'll be earning good money. I see a lot of the non-Indigenous cadets now, they're travelling, going overseas on holidays, buying houses.
Good.
You know, at a young age, they're straight out of school.
Good.
And that's that stability. And obviously, what we do as paramedics, helping especially our mob in their time of need, that we understand our people and what they need at certain times. And, we can liaise with non-Indigenous and show them as well culture, especially out in community like Thursday and stuff like that,
Beautiful. Well, good yarn with you, my brother George. And look, fantastic to our deadly listeners just tuned in. Trinity Trev Murray from the Curry, National Talk Black, having a deadly yarn with Cousin Buller here, George Fenimore, Erib Island Aman, and Advanced Care Paramedics, 35 years, Queensland Ambulance, and groundbreaking NITV documentary happening tonight, Our Medicine, so have a view of that. My brother, good yarning with you. Thank you for the yarn, and so proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy that journey, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Thank you, Trev. You have a blessed day too, my brother.
You too, brother. You take care. Keep smiling. Yawo.
Yawo.
Two Daily, beautiful yarn. George Fenimore, Erib Island Man, Advanced Care Paramedics for Queensland Ambulance over 35 years. Fantastic. Stay tuned to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say, yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
The 2025 Indigenous Veterans Ceremony, hosted by RSL Queensland, will be held on Saturday, 31st of May from 10 a.m. at the Cairns Esplanade Cenotaph. All are welcome to attend.
Station sponsor.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find supportive teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, that deadly number again, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev. Murray from the Curry, I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumbleweb Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yana Strong, your mob, NERS, discover Indigenous thought and resistance. Enroll in CIB 103 today. Are you ready to challenge your thinking and engage with some of the most powerful ideas shaping our society today? You're invited to enrol in CIB 103, Indigenous Resistance, Revolutionaries and Rights, a university-wide elective at QUT that explores Indigenous people's political and intellectual contributions in Australia and beyond. So with that, I'll catch up a yarn with lecturer Kevin Yao Yi. Kevin on the line. Kevin, good morning, brother. How are you?
Good, thank you. How
are
you doing?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, Kevin, let the mob know who your mob, where you from.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me on. My name's Kevin Yao Yi, and I'm a Waka Waka and South Sea Islander man.
Good.
So my mob are from Cherbourg.
Yes.
And on my mum's side, South Sea Islander, and that's where my surname comes from, Yao Yi.
Okay.
And after my grandfather, Kevin Yao Yi. I was born and bred on the stolen lands of the Butchula people in Harvey Bay, and I've been living down here in Maganjin, Brisbane, for about 20 years now. So, yeah, good to yarn this morning.
Good, beautiful. Thank you very much. Big shout-out to you, Mob. Thank you for the introductory. Now let's talk about Discover Indigenous Thoughts and Resistance. Enrol, CIB 103 today. So talk about this space. What are we looking for, political and intellectual contributions?
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm a lecturer here at Queensland University of Technology at the Kurumba Institute under the leadership and scholarship of Mulindjali and South Sea Islander Professor Chelsea Watergo. And our team here at the Kurumba Institute have carried of this unit, of this subject, and we have developed it as a team of Blackfellas called CIB 103, Indigenous Resistance, Revolutionaries and Rights. And I guess the key difference to this particular university subject is that it centres the black learner, and it centres our ways of knowing, being and doing in the very curriculum, in the design of the unit.
Yes.
And we cover, over the course of this subject, we cover such topics including sovereignty and what it means to blackfellas, race and racism and how these play out in with colonial nation states such as Australia.
Yeah.
We cover topics of black love and what it means to be a good ancestor. So there's something for everyone.
So it becomes a platform, so to speak, for stamping out racism, educating non-Indigenous brothers and sisters about our existence. It's a powerful tool I would pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. And the beauty about CIB 103 is that you don't actually have to be a QUT student to enrol.
Okay.
Because of the unit and how it's designed, you can actually, even if you're not a university student or even if you're not studying anything, you can enrol in CIB 103. And it's a great opportunity, like you said, for our non-Indigenous peers to be a part of.
Okay.
But especially, you know, in terms of blackfellas interested in learning more around the space and contributing to the conversations in class, I would encourage everyone to, you know, jump online, check out QUT's Kurumba Institute, or follow us on LinkedIn and Instagram. There's, like I said, the subject's there and it's there for everyone.
And when we're talking about enrolling, how long are we talking the course goes for?
Yeah, so this course is an 11-week course.
Yep.
And it's the beauty of this is that it's available both in person or online.
Okay.
So when we rolled this unit out, this subject out in summer, just gone, I actually had students in my class that were attending in person here in Magangin in Brisbane.
Yep.
But I also had students online who were dialing in from Larrakia country up in Darwin. I had one student down in Yorta Yorta country in Shepparton and another student in Gadigal in our so-called Sydney. So it was a really nice mixture of students, both in person, but also different people from all around the country. And even though we have a strong focus on Queensland and the events that have taken place here in Queensland, we do also shine a light on other states and territories as well. And I think the beauty of having this available to students online is that we might be discussing something that's happened in Queensland or happening in Queensland, and, you know, the student up in Darwin can also contribute to the conversation because something similar might be happening there. Mm. Or the student down in Shepparton, Yorta Yorta country, can contribute to the conversations because, you know, they can relate to it in terms of what's happening in their own community. So it doesn't matter where you are across this beautiful country of ours, you can enrol even if you're not in Magangin, Brisbane.
I see it as a nice platform for young brothers and sisters who are stepping into the political arena or strong black people, you could say, the word they use as activists. It gives them knowledge and how to deliver messages that should be heard and stand up for the rights of Indigenous people. That I would see that as a platform for those two identities, you would think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the beauty of this subject is that we might have a first-year nursing student. We might have a fourth-year social work student who are also in the same room as some people who've been out in industry, out working full-time for 20 or 30 years. So you got this really nice mixture of beginning learners in with folks who've been around for, you know, 40, 50 years doing this work. And I love this unit because even though I'm the unit coordinator, I get to teach with so many of our brilliant staff here at the Currumbi Institute. I mean, we've got a pretty I'm going to big note us up here a little bit, but
we have a
rock star lineup of educators.
Yes,
I mean, Professor Chelsea Watergo, Dr. Amy McQuire, Dr. Raylene Nixon, my brother Mr. Francis Nona, Dr. David Singh, Dr. Helena Kylik. We've got a stellar lineup of educators that can impart their knowledge and their wisdom, but also, like I said, centre the black learner. We have designed this unit with black fellas at the very centre of our thinking and our design, and I know from the feedback that we got from last summer, both our black fellas and non-Indigenous students really, really enjoyed CIB 103, and as a unit coordinator, it gives me so much pride and enthusiasm and energy to come into class every week because the content is so rich and is so powerful. And it's a privilege to be a part of this unit and subject.
Thank you, Kevin. And I would say it's well needed as well in regard to here we are, 21st century, we're still fighting for our existence and acknowledgement. Coming from the no referendum, so to speak, you know, we are still on the shelves in the intray, so to speak. So it's a powerful tool.
I mean, you know, in recent years we've seen an astounding strong no response to the referendum here in so-called Queensland. Just in the last few months, we've had the Traxeter Treaty be demolished with the new Christopher Lee government in place.
Yep.
So it is, it is very timely that CIB 103 is around at the moment because there is so much happening in Indigenous affairs, black colour affairs, and this unit really opens the door for those who want to know more and explore how they can be more involved in the issues that are affecting black followers across the country.
Well, thank you very much. So how do people enrol in this course again?
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone's listening, like I said, remember, you can do this online if you want to. You don't have to be in Brisbane, so no matter where you're listening, And also, you don't need to be a QT student. So if you're not studying, that's fine too. I would encourage you to Google QUT Carumba Institute, Carumba, C-A-R-U-M-B-A, mm-hmm. Institute. And then all the details for enrollment is there. There's also, we are also on LinkedIn and also on Instagram, where we have lots of information about CRB 103, Indigenous Resistance Revolutionaries and Rights.
Kevin Yeo-Yee, thank you very much, my brother. Good yarning with you. Big shout out to your team. A fantastic opportunity here for our mob. Discover Indigenous thoughts and resistance. Enroll in CIB 103 today. You keep smiling, brother. We'll yarn soon.
Thank you very much. And big shout out to all the mob up north. And I hope you take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there. That's Kevin Yeo-Yee, lecturer. And look fantastic, and Indigenous Resistance, Revolution and Rights University-wide elective at QUT that explores Indigenous people's political and intellectual contributions in Australia and beyond. Have your say, yarn up strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Yarn with your host, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev, Murray Funakari, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Yarn up strong. National Talk Black.
Sometimes when I'm out, I feel guilty.
I feel guilty.
And that kills me. I wanna shout, but I feel real weak. Still I keep on building. There's no doubt, times can be filthy. But I got a voice, so I will speak. My ancestors are here and they feel me. I get chills, G, and they always will be. Aboriginal land. Man. It's a cruel world that we're living in. I think it's about time to be giving in. But now they got a brother really wondering, what's this free stuff we're getting from the government? I'm still waiting for my free car, free money, free house, and all that other free stuff that they talk about. I keep quiet, but now I say it out loud. You ain't doing it right, you better switch your crowd. Time to make a change, all my people gon' shine. Standing up for what is right, it's that time. Cause we gon' make this place a better one. And connect the race together so we never run. Cause I'm sick and tired of running. Like running for a change, but there's nothing. And right before I go to sleep, I'll be thinking so deep. Why this whole violation keeps coming. Cause when I'm out, I feel guilty. And that kills me. I wanna shout, but I feel real weak. Still I keep on building. There's no doubt, at times can be filthy. But I got a voice, so I will speak. My ancestors are here and they feel me. I get chills, G, and they always will be. Aboriginal land. White woman who put food on my plate, and all I know is to love and not to hate. Mama taught me everything I know about my race. Over 60,000 years, yes, 60K. The First Nations of this land still exist today.
Still exist today.
And I appreciate to be black, and I'm proud. It's a gift, I say. Now what happened in the past, I don't blame you. I just hope you understand and stay true, because it's still going on even though we all belong. I just wish we could change shoes, because sometimes when I'm out, I feel guilty, and that kills me. I get real weak, but I keep building. Times can get filthy, but you know I will speak. My ancestors here and they always will be.
Aboriginal land.
Always
will be. That bright red sand.
Always will be.
That dreamtime dance.
Always will be.
An Aboriginal man.
Hey,
get on your mom, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Ooh. Ooh. Make la mata work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With the making tracks in the dirt. Diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the wicked holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be, what we stop it. You must have me, Sambala Ryan. I take our rib, I got Masi Island. Born and bred where Kyoto the island. Busy not to fly, must fly go by again. Another after envy, full blood, new in mind. Another after envy, cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1. Sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. I matter young you bad when out there become. Out there matter make it dance. Out there make it the marker. And man no understand. When we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time we snag a band. Woman naga man, bullet no got no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command. Man from make it wrong decision. Them kind, but we no sabe see that matter work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls while we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. Bye bye, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look your above, sign up the gaba gov. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyur password wap now. Them kind was a spia password wumara. How mata ya new bad when out there we come. Out there mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, diver mata down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bochi naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking no loud, Bogani go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. They hit now, but we no sabe see them at the work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought we could be with, we sabe work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. Mikla mata work. Mikla mata work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it work. With the making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it by them in the surface of it work. With the making holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop it.
Yeah, to Deadly Mob, welcome back to your Deadly broadcast here for National Talk Black, live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we've got across the nation thanks to NERS National Radio Service. Your host, the Bally One, that's Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I want to give a big shout-out. Happy Reconciliation Week today. It marks the 30th anniversary for official recognition of the Torres Strait Island flag as well, and National Reconciliation Week. As its heart, reconciliation is about strengthening the relationship between Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander peoples and non-Indigenous people for the benefit of all Australians. And the National Reconciliation Week 2024 theme, Bridging Now to Next, reflects the ongoing connection between past, present and future. With the Torres Strait Islander flag, this year marks the 30th anniversary of the official recognition of the Torres Strait Islander flag. And first designed in 1992 by the late Bernard Namok of Thursday Island, the flag was formally acknowledged as Flag of Australia by the Australian Government in 1995. The flag symbolises the unity and identity of Torres Strait Island people. Its green, black and blue colours represent the land, the people and the sea. The white dari and five-pointed star symbolise cultural peace, the five major group islands and the importance of stars navigation for the seafaring people of the Torres Strait. This day is an important occasion for us to express our pride and our culture, our heritage and our deep ongoing connection to our country. With that, your mob, Trinity Trev, going to sign off. Thank you for your company, mob. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and we can yarn soon here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Otherwise, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Hasta el capota, tipo pagada, al palpado.
I went to